With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A series of powerful storms in the central and southern U.S. over the Memorial Day holiday weekend killed at least 23 people. At a news conference, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says powerful storms battered the state over the weekend.
Communities across Kentucky experienced storms that produced strong winds, multiple tornadoes, hail in some places. The storm knocked out power for thousands of Kentuckians, temporarily shut down numerous roads and interstates, and caused massive damage to homes and businesses.
The destructive storms caused deaths in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky. At least five people in Kentucky died as a result of those storms. Louisville resident Jim Martin told WHAS-TV that his daughter, son-in-law, and granddaughter were stuck in a car when the storm hit.
Trees were going down left and right, and hot wire came down, got stuck in their wheel well. They made it out, but they had to drive through the grass of a church.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities say a Massachusetts man claiming to be a woman wearing a wig was arraigned Tuesday on multiple charges, including assault with the intent to murder. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The victims are recovering with non-life-threatening injuries. Police in Massachusetts were called to a movie theater Saturday evening in Braintree after a man entered the theater without paying, then stabbed four girls ages 9 to 17 without warning and ran away. Police identified his vehicle on surveillance footage, and it was spotted at a McDonald's in Plymouth about 27 miles away, where a man and a woman in their 20s were found stabbed. State police caught up through a visit in his vehicle in Sandwich, another 20 miles south, and tried to pull him over before the vehicle crashed. The suspect is also being treated for injuries. He faces multiple charges, including assault with intent to murder. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. A new survey shows most of the world approving of abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
About two-thirds of Americans want the procedure to be legal in all or most circumstances, and those people are not alone. The Pew Research Center has conducted a global poll and found that there are very few countries where large majorities do not want abortion to be legal. Virtually all of Eastern and Western Europe supports abortion, as does much of Asia. The few mostly pro-life nations include Indonesia, Nigeria, and Brazil. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An important piece of early Christian history, the Crosby Shoyan Codex, is up for auction at Christie's in London in June. The Codex is a mid-4th century book from Egypt containing a combination of biblical and other early Christian texts. The Codex contains the Book of Jonah and 1 Peter. The rest includes part of a well-known Easter homily and brief, otherwise unknown, exhortation. This is SRN News. Canadian evacuees are heading home after wildfire evacuation orders end.
Residents in the western Canadian city of Fort Nelson, British Columbia, were given permission to return home after more than 4,700 people were evacuated for more than 2 weeks due to wildfires. They were forced to leave their homes on May 10th when strong winds pushed the Parker Lake wildfire within a few miles of the town. The Wildfire Service says that rain over the weekend helped firefighters and that the 47-square-mile fire was not expected to grow. The blaze has not been extinguished, however, and the service says it expects parts of the fire to continue burning into the fall. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Health officials in Los Angeles County are getting the word out about a case of measles in the hopes of preventing it from spreading. Officials confirmed the person who was infected traveled through Los Angeles International Airport May 19th. More details, SRNnews.com.